Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we'll be going to be talking about A Wrinkle in Time at Cyrano's, which opens next week.
And to talk about it, we have two actors from the show. We have Sina Moody, who's playing the part of Meg. Welcome, Sina.
Hello.
And we have Gigi Lynch, who's playing the part of, well, several parts. We'll talk about that in a moment. And that's Gigi Lynch. Welcome to the show, Gigi.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Well, this is one of the most popular books, been around for some time now. It's been made into several stage adaptations, and I'm so glad to see it come to the stage here at Cyrano. So, well, Sina, why don't you tell us a little bit about this, the story of this book that many people already know, but just in case there's a few people out there who don't know.
Okay.
Who is Meg and what is her problem?
Well, Meg is a little bit weird, but her little brother is even weirder still. Their father disappeared a couple of years ago. He disappeared through space and time, and they make friends with a trio of kooky characters that end up helping them in their search to find their father, and they team up with a friend, Calvin, and go traveling and adventuring.
Traveling in time?
And space.
And that's the name, A Wrinkle in Time.
So,
that's how
indeed.
They travel. Interesting.
Yes. But that sounds like a very interesting play.
Yes, and it's got a big, bad, horrible it.
And what role do you play?
I play Meg Murray. She's, how old would you say she is?
I think she's about 14.
14 or 15, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of an inferiority complex, you know, typical insecure teenager, but she's also brave and loves her family very, very much.
Good.
And Gigi, you play, one of the parts you play is the mother of Meg. Tell us about that part, and then also some of the other parts you play. Mm-hmm. And I'm also curious as to how, as an actor, you transform from one part to the other.
Well, I love playing Meg's mom. There's just a wonderful, loving relationship between the two of them. And to transition out of that character, which I have to go from that character to Mrs. Who and back again, which feels like A Wrinkle in Time. What helps me the most is just putting on the costume. I feel as if I'm putting on another skin. And Mrs. Who gets to wear a pair of very unusual glasses that play a significant role in the play. And so every time I put those glasses on, I am Mrs. Who.
And that changes your character.
It does for me. It really helps.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who else do you play?
Well, let's see. Then I become a woman from Kamazots, which is a planet that they have to tesser to. And that woman is supposed to be very, very regimented. But what happens in the play is that her little boy does something that just totally throws her off course. And so the children, Calvin and Charles and Meg, meet her, and she has a little bit of an altercation with them, which is very interesting. And then later in the play, in the second act, I play Aunt Beast, which I'm so excited about this because I'm actually going to be totally covered in some amazing costume. And I have to come out and act like this sort of alien from another time and space, but the director would like me to sound very, I think she used the word, not just otherworldly, but sort of ancient. So I have to lower my voice even more, but he tells me I have a low voice, but I have to lower it even more.
That sounds like fun.
It is. I really enjoy it.
In fact, many of the people in the show are playing multiple parts, either narration or different characters throughout. It's kind of an interesting experience.
I know the story itself has probably, what, 20, 30 different characters, at least that many in the book. And to translate that to the stage, you can't have that many actors on the stage. So it's an interesting challenge to take those many characters and divide them up to the actors in a way which makes sense. And as you're talking about your character, Gigi, I can see how your physical presence as the mother beginning goes into all the other characters you play.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, all of my roles are supposed to be very motherly. So that's very astute of you to pick up on that.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Sina Moody and Gigi Lynch, talking about Cyrano's production of A Wrinkle in Time, which opens next week on Wednesday night.
You know, we've mentioned this story by a famous book by Madeleine L'Engle, who wrote this book. And I understand that you're opening the show on her birthday. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Well, talk a little bit about the celebration about her life, maybe, with this opening of the show.
Well, she was quite an amazing author. She wrote over 60 books. And Wrinkle in Time, of course, won the Newbery Award, which is, you know, the highest honor for a children's book. And actually read online, which I didn't know, that Entertainment Weekly voted it the best young adult novel ever written.
Wow.
I mean, my goodness, when you consider the works that are out there right now, that is really a high honor.
My goodness, yes.
Yes.
Well, Sina, you play the part of Meg, who is, I guess, the lead in the show. The story is about her quest to find her father.
Well, it's kind of from her viewpoint, but I wouldn't necessarily say she is the lead. I mean, it's very much a lot of dialogue between all the characters and a lot of narration, but I do never get to leave the stage. So there's that.
Well, that's leading.
We think so.
And she does a marvelous job. It's exhausting is what it is.
And how much research have you done on this part?
I immediately started rereading the book. So read the book and the script pretty much simultaneously and just, you know, spent a good deal of time thinking about it. We got cast quite a bit in advance of the rehearsal process. So just lots of time to think and mull it over.
Have you taken things from the book that are not necessarily in the script that have brought you some information about your character?
Yes, I think we have all kind of done that because there is so much more information in the book than the script. I mean, even if people come and see this show, I highly recommend reading the book if you haven't.
I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. Here is the anniversary copy right here. I'll lend it to you.
This is one of those plays that's sort of a sci-fi, in a way, a sci-fi play, which brings me to my next question. It's really interesting to see how these plays are realized on that stage at Cyrano's in terms of the scenery and costumes. Gigi, you've mentioned already some of the costumes you're wearing. What about the set? How's the set look for this show?
Oh, the set is going to be amazing. We don't want to give too much away, but it is going to, well, I'll say this. The director has said that the sound and the lighting are characters in themselves, which I think is just very telling. And it just adds an entirely different dimension to it. We practiced a lot of this actually in a schoolroom because we couldn't get onto the set early. And so now we're actually in the set, and it just does. It just adds a whole other element to it that we absolutely love.
That's interesting because that's a sort of theater in the half round, and to have a really good set, which can still be seen from three sides, is interesting.
Yes.
Well, and we are taking a very open approach in the set. There's not a lot of stuff cluttering it because we do have to travel to so many different places. I mean, this show is definitely going to be one where you have to engage your imagination. But for all that, it's still going to be pretty cool looking. Yeah.
That's great.
So you take us along this wrinkle in time with going from one scene to the next in your play, right? We'll talk a little bit about some of the other characters in the play. You've talked about your characters already and sort of touched on some of the other ones, but just talk about some of the other characters and how they go along with this adventure with you.
Well, there is the father who plays my husband. He also plays various minor characters, and then each one of us also plays narrator, as Sina said a few minutes ago. And that's very interesting because we're all dressed in basic black, and so we're throwing these costumes on and off all the time. And sometimes it feels like a split second between your one character, and then you have to throw off that costume and walk out in basic black and narrate, and then walk back again, put on another costume, and walk in another door, and play that character. So that's very interesting.
The father is played by James
Jensen. And then Ty Kim plays Calvin. And Sarah Baird plays Charles Wallace, which is just a brilliant bit of casting on Katie Strzok's part. Sarah is just amazing. And then Jane Baird plays Mrs. What's-It and the man with the red eyes. And I just love her in that role.
Two very delightful
She's
roles.
She's very evil in that role.
I saw Sarah Baird recently, and her hair has been drastically reduced.
Yes.
And she told me she was playing this part, and I thought, that's perfect.
It is.
She'll be perfect for
it
her
is.
Part.
Yes, she is.
And her mother, Jane, is always does some great jobs on stage. We have about 1 minute left. Anything last minute you want to talk about the show, just to say maybe some of your experiences with the rehearsal, Sina?
Well, Katie has been wonderful to work with. We have a absolutely fabulous stage manager, Karina Becker, also a very talented actress. So, I mean, it's been a great group to work with. We've got a good sound designer.
It's always a wonderful collaboration working in theater, and
it
we
is.
Always love to see what happens at Serena's.
One thing about rehearsal that's been kind of quirky is Katie has been bringing her dog, Finlay, to pretty much every rehearsal we had. So we have our very own Fortinbras.
Yes.
That's great.
Well, unfortunately, we're about out of time, so I want to thank you both for coming, Sina Moody and Gigi Lynch, to talk about Cyrano's production of A Wrinkle in Time, which opens next week.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome. And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Community Calendar on alaskapublic.org. UAA Theater's presentation of William Hopman's Big River, with music by Roger Miller and based on Mark Twain, runs through November 24th. Performances are Friday, Saturday at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Alaska Pacific University's Production Guild is producing the play Ways to Screw Up Your College Interview by Ian McWealthy tonight and tomorrow at Grant Hall Theater. Admission is free.
Anchorage Opera's production of Amahl and the Night Visitors by Menotti in collaboration with West High will be presented tonight at West High at 8 p.m. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see Shane Mitchell's original production called Christmas on the Yukon. It opens tonight and runs through December the 22nd. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Cyrano's production of Wrinkle in Time by Madeline L'Engle opens next week. Showtimes are Thursday, except Thanksgiving Day, when the preview will be the day before, Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.